And away we go here on this Wednesday, middle of the week, November the 13th, 2000 and what is it now? 19? Yeah, I believe that's the right year. You know what just happened there? This is very strange. Because I like to keep you, the listening audience, abreast of what I'm doing here in the studio. And for some reason, there is a person who has a propensity to turn down the earphone volume, which I'm not really sure why they do that. Maybe it's too loud. I don't know. But the problem is, they don't turn it back up when they leave. And if you've ever worked in radio, which a lot of us have, the reason you wear earphones and the reason you have the earphones turned up to a certain level is so you can hear yourself, to make sure you're coming over the radio okay. And when you turn down your earphones, like when music is playing, because here's a little lesson in radio. Now, I didn't expect to start the show this morning like this, but it's just a little lesson. When music is coming through the headphones or pre-recorded talking, it sounds louder than it does coming over the air. So that's why a lot of times people will turn down the earphones, turn down the headphone volume, and then they don't turn it back up when they start to talk, and that's why they don't notice that their microphone is not working. But if you keep your microphone at a certain level, the earphone level, you will always know if you're on the air. So I implore all people who sit at this desk, if you want to turn down your headphones, that's fine. But as soon as the music stops playing or as soon as the talking is over, the pre-recorded talking, turn the headphones back up so you can make sure that you're being heard, because that's why we wear the headphones. A lot of people wonder, well, why do radio people wear headphones? Television people don't wear headphones. Well, the reason radio people wear headphones is to make sure they're coming through okay, to make sure that the sound is okay. So now that we've went through that little tutorial to kick off the morning, here we are in mid-November 2019, and this is what we have learned. Yesterday, we had the horrible blowing, snowing, ice, rain, mixture, mess that made all roads and travel just a complete disaster for a day. The crews and the plows did a great job of cleaning this up. But today, not to be outdone, we decide to drop the temperatures to record lows. And boy, I'll tell you, the news people on television, they love to talk about this. They love to talk about record lows. I don't usually watch the local news, but yesterday I had a chance to catch the local news. And I watched the weather report, which I normally don't stick around to watch the weather report. But they could not say enough times that today, this morning, was going to be record lows. We are going to break records. It has never been as cold today, ever, in the history of planet Earth. Now, first of all, I want to know who started keeping these records. Because here's what I've always found about temperature. If you go about 10 or 20 feet away from where you're taking the temperature, sometime you'll get a different temperature read. Most of the time you will. So I don't know how these temperatures are measured. Is it at the airport in Columbus? That's what they always say. At Port Columbus, it is 30 degrees. Okay, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But just to tell you how fluctuating the temperature is, I did bring up the temperature about 10 minutes ago. Now, in the 10 minutes I've had this temperature up, it's already went up a degree, according to wherever this is measured. So here's the deal. I'm going to give you the temperature, and I'm going to give it to you just like, because remember, this is record-breaking. And on this show, if nothing else, we want to be a part of record-breaking temperatures. We want to let you know that a new record has been set. Just like if you're running the Boston Marathon, and somebody runs it faster than they've ever run it before, and they break a record, we want to report that to you. So when it comes to temperature, we want to do it here this morning. So currently, in Marion, right now, as of 8 o'clock, it is 7 degrees. Now mark that down in your books. Now I'm sure everybody's keeping their little weather journal at home right now. As of Wednesday, November the 13th, 2019, it is currently 7 degrees. 7 degrees. Now, you're saying, Scott, what does that have to do with anything? It's 7 degrees, big deal. Well, it's a record-breaking temperature. It's record-breaking temperature. Now, I can really turn in to a television weather person. Now, here's how I'm going to do that. I'm going to transform into a television weather person because I know a lot of people have the television on right now. So, here's what I'm going to do. It is currently 7 degrees, 172 degrees is what it feels like, below zero. Okay? Now, follow me here. It's 7 degrees, but it feels like 172 below zero. That's what it is. Because we all know, and as Charlie Evers will tell you, there's no such thing as what they call it feels like. You know, in the summer, they call it the heat index. And in the winter, is it wind chill? Yeah, wind chill factor. That's what we call it in the winter. So right now, but it's all made up. So we can make it up. I think we can make it up because there's a formula. Now, they'll tell you there's a formula to get this wind chill factor. But the truth of the matter is, the formula is so confusing and so odd that I don't believe it's true. So currently in Marion, now remember, get your books out again, it's 7 degrees, 172 degrees below zero. Now, I want somebody to keep track of this because I'm going to give you weather readings all morning. This is officially Weather Readings Wednesday. See, catchy title. Weather Readings Wednesday. 7 degrees, 172 degrees is what it feels like below zero. So that's where we are right now. Doesn't that drive you nuts? See, I'm already, you know, some people, to go nuts, to drive somebody nuts, it's just a short drive. And obviously this morning, I am one of those people who is on a short drive. Because between the headphones being turned down and this whole wind chill, it feels like thing, record-breaking temperatures, I'm already just, you know, ticked. I'm ticked. 12 minutes into the show. I don't even know if we're 12 minutes in yet. But we're going to keep you abreast of everything that's going on. Now, let's see. There were some other things I wanted to... Oh, yes, we've got a news report here. Could we want to stay up on the news. State Route 423 is currently closed just south of Summerlot Hoffman Road in Marion County due to a non-injury crash causing utility lines to fall on the roadway. So State Route 423 is currently closed just south of Summerlot Hoffman Road in Marion. No injuries in this crash, but did cause some power line problems. So that's why it is closed. And we just got that note right before we went on the air about 7:45. So I assume this will probably go on for a little bit of time. If we get a note saying it's done or somebody's out that way who says they've got the road cleared, just call and let us know. 740-383-9944. But as we came on the air this morning, we do have the breaking news, as they say on CNN, that State Route 423 is currently closed just south of Summerlot Hoffman Road in Marion County due to a non-injury crash causing utility lines to fall on the roadway. So make that part of your morning commute. All right, we've got that. Oh, when I was watching the weather report, see, I've got this written down this morning. Can you tell? Because I'm referring back to my paper every so often. Continue on talking. I was watching the local news yesterday, and I want to give, because I hear this all the time, I want to give praise to Channel 4 WCMH in Columbus. Now, if you don't know which that is, Channel 4 WCMH, that is Colleen Marshall. She's been on the news there for a long time. That's who's there now? Ben Gelber. That channel. That's the channel I'm talking about. Because what we always hear is that there's no positive news ever on the Columbus News about Marion. And the only time the Columbus News stations come to Marion is if there's bad news. Well, I'm sitting there yesterday watching this local newscast to learn about the record-breaking temperatures. And a story comes on, and it says Marion County. So I brace myself because I figure it's going to be a bad story. Because the reporter is in Marion County. I can see that she's over on Main Street because Rallies is in the background. And here was the story. The story, which took about 3 minutes on the news. I don't know how many of you saw this. The story was about a gentleman who lived on North Main Street who was helping plow people out of their driveways, shovel them out. And he was using a shovel. And the car lot there across the street on North Main Street, in that Rallies area, he was helping those cars get uncovered because of the snow. And that was the whole story. It wasn't about drugs. It wasn't about theft. It wasn't about a killing. It wasn't about the Board of Elections. It wasn't about anybody being charged. It was about this nice man who, on a morning when unexpected snow fell, in November, which we normally don't have, went out and helped clean off cars and helped shovel people out yesterday morning. So I commend Channel 4 for doing that story. I was really impressed with that. Did anybody else see that? Give me a call if you did. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think that was a tremendous, tremendous story. I really did enjoy that. And again, it goes to show you that some people like to create bad news. Because, make no mistake, these Columbus news stations get tipped off. We always talk about they only come to Marion for bad news. Well, guess what? Somebody calls them. There's been very few cases where the Columbus News came to Marion when they weren't called. So somebody's calling them, telling them the bad news, and then they come to Marion and more bad news comes about. I don't know why they do that, but I don't know how they came upon this story yesterday. I can't imagine this guy who's shoveling snow called. I wonder how that story came about, because usually good stories like that don't come off on the Columbus News. But they did yesterday. So we're all very proud of that. Congratulations to Channel 4. And I've always liked Channel 4 because Colleen Marshall, I believe, and this is unsolicited, I'm not her friend. She has been on the show, but we're not friends. She is, in my estimation, the best anchor, reporter, interviewer in the Columbus, Ohio media market. Now, I know a lot of people watch the other channels, but I believe Colleen Marshall has always been the best. If you watch her do a news report, if you watch her anchor a newscast, if you watch her do an interview, she is as sharp as it gets. And Colleen Marshall is just tremendous. She did not do this story, but I'm just singing the praises of Channel 4 this morning. Plus, I believe Ben Gelber is a very good newsman. He really knows his stuff, and I think has been there well over 30 years at this point. Okay, so congrats to Channel 4 WCMH on the positive story on Marion. We talked about 423, a portion of it being closed this morning. We talked about the weather. All right, what else do we have to talk about here? Oh, okay, well, you know, I announced this yesterday, and I think I might as well bring it up again. Now, if you caught the program yesterday, in hour number two, I decided that it is time, I made an announcement, it's time to hang up the broadcasting microphone, that I will soon be departing this program because I'm going to Hollywood to be in a movie. Because what we have learned is that a movie is coming to Marion next week. I believe it's the 14th and 15th. But those dates could change. You know, you can't really tell with Hollywood. But there's a movie that's going to be made in Marion. I believe the movie is called Cherry. And it's based on a book, I believe. And it will star Tom Holland, who I guess was in the Spider-Man movies. I don't know who he is. And they're looking for people in Marion who can work next Thursday and Friday at the prison. And you'll be paid for this. I think it's $9 an hour. And you can be in the movie. You can be an extra in the movie. And all you have to be is male. So this, unfortunately, discounts all the females. It's about, we need males. And the males have to be over the age of 18. So that's all you have to be in this. And then you contact the casting director, and she'll set you up for being in this movie. Now, this is what I've decided. I'm going to leave broadcasting. I'm going to leave this all behind. I'm going to turn over this microphone to somebody else. It's high time I got out. And I'm going to go join this movie as an extra. Now, I don't want to mislead people here because they haven't asked me to do this yet. No, nobody's called. Nobody said, hey, Scott, can you come be an extra in this movie? No, this has not happened. But I think it will. And when it does, then I'm gone. I'm Kaputzville. I'm out of here. I'm adios. I'm yesterday. I'm, you know, because you got to have change in life. Every so often, you got to have change. And I think we talked about this on the show last week, that sometimes a career change is good. So I'll be leaving the broadcasting industry sometime in the next few months to go seek fame and fortune in Hollywood. Because what I believe will happen is I will go be in this movie as an extra. And once I go on the set, people will say, well, there is your next big-time actor. There's your next Tom Hanks. There's your next Academy Award winner. And immediately they will offer me the lead in the movie and probably fire this Tom Holland character. I don't know who he is. And then I'll be made the star of the movie, and then I'm off to Hollywood making, you know, big money in the movies. So that's why I have to leave this broadcasting post. Now, I know you'll be sad that I'm gone, and I know some of you will be happy that I'm gone, but it's always been a fun ride, but I have to go become somebody in the thespian. Isn't that what they call those people? Actors? The hoity-toity word? I'm going to be a thespian, because I certainly have not been a thespian here, but I'm going to be a thespian there. I'm going to be an actor. I'm going to win an Academy Award. I will not stop until I bring an Academy Award home to Marion. So that's why I'm out of here. That's why the broadcasting career is coming to an end. And you heard it here first. That's breaking news right here. Go ahead, caller.
What's up, Quirky?
I know.
Quirky again.
It's another quirky morning. I can feel it. Now, did you hear about the temperatures?
I did not.
Now, wait a second. It has changed. It is no longer 7 degrees. It is now 9 degrees, but it feels like it's 168 below zero.
Well, my car says 24, 23 degrees now.
No, 9 degrees, but it feels like it's 127 degrees below zero. Now, I just wanted to give the update there to the listeners. So what's quirky this morning?
You're not going to a movie set.
How do you know?
Oh, man. You know what? I just thought about this morning. You know who they should actually stand in the audience or in the background?
Who's that?
Mariella Riffrow.
Well, you got to be a man, though. They only want men.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, only men over the age of 18.
Oh. Oh, okay. I didn't hear that. I just figured, you know, because she's a celebrity in the town, you know, 40th Treasure, and I thought that'd be pretty cool to have her in that movie.
Well, it would be, but, you know, this is why I'm leaving. To go be in the movie. I'm going to be the next, who's a big star? I'm going to be the next Tom Hanks.
Okay. All right.
You sound like you have doubt in your voice.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, you, I guess you never know anymore nowadays, but still, but I don't know. So you're going to move to Hollywood, huh, and start a new career.
Well, here's what I figure. I'm going to go be in a movie that I don't know about, written by a person I don't know, starring a person that I don't know. So that's the perfect recipe right there for Hollywood stardom.
So did they send you the movie script?
No, I haven't gotten the script yet. They have not called. See, that I don't want to mislead people. They haven't asked me to do it yet, but there's still time because they have till the end of next week, and they're probably holding off because they know that, you know, I'm doing this and want to give me time to close down shop here and wrap up my radio career.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess that's how it works.
And I'm sure,
you know, it's like all the other actors or actresses, you know, when they get the script at the end, they're like, that sounds, you know, interesting, but, you know, then they turn around and they turn it down and then one of the friends has to talk them into the go, and, you know, it's almost like some of the other scripts that will happen over the years, like the sitcoms and, you know, the, our good friend the Arthur and all those that took the roles on different, you know, playing Maude and all of those.
Yeah, but here's what, I'll take the first script. Because it's being filmed right here in Marion, so I can drive to this thing. I can drive to the prison. And I've already been there, and it's only 2 days' work, so I can do this. But then, I'm sure I'll get roles beyond roles, and then I'll be a big star. And here's the other thing. This is the great thing. Where is it being filmed? It's being filmed at the prison. Now, you know why this is so great?
Why's that?
Because, number one, I'm the only person, to my knowledge, in Marion, Ohio, to do interviews from the prison, right?
Right. Yeah, we were there.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, and I also, here's another reason this is great that it's being filmed at the prison, and I think I'm right for the part. Do you know the second reason?
You interviewed inmate.
Well, I did, yeah, but there's actually another reason. This is exactly why people will buy this movie, and they will want me to be in it, and it's filming at the prison, and this is why it's perfect. Do you know why it is?
You tell.
It's because a lot of people in this town have wanted to see me in prison. So I think...
Oh!
Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, you heard about that. So, you know, this will be their wish. They should want me to be in the movies. See, I thought they were trying to be mean. And now I know they just wanted me to be in the movies when they say they want me to go to prison.
There you go.
You live and you learn.
Is this actually going to be filmed outside of the prison or inside the prison?
Well, I don't know. I'll ask my director when I talk to him.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe I'll play for one of the parts that doesn't stand there all day or sit in a chair. I can get one that sits in a chair.
I don't think you could be on your feet for 8 hours.
No, that's what they are. I want a part that you sit in a chair like a recliner or something. Well, I'm sure there's going to be like one part of that recliner.
It's a prison movie. What prisoners are sitting around in recliners?
You'd be surprised.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. There were no prisoners sitting in recliners. When we went out to MCI to do those interviews, who was sitting in a recliner?
Well, no, we wasn't in the soft stuff. We were in the area was probably, you know, nonviolent.
No, we were in the maximum security. Those people could have been violent. I don't know.
I think I saw a recliner in there sitting down, but I don't know.
There was not a recliner in the prison.
I think I saw one. Seriously.
I think you were dreaming of a recliner.
No. Oh, yes. I definitely carried that tub 500 football fields that day.
You know, you always have a complaint. You know, people say I'm a complainer. You're the complainer.
On a hot day. I mean, you don't understand. It was 100 degrees that day, and I had to carry all the equipment on my shoulder.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you and the teacher was having a lollygag.
We were having a lollygag? I didn't realize we were having a lollygag. If I'd known about that, I would have told her. I said, well, we need to stop this lollygag and help this guy who's sweating carry in this tub back here.
That's right. You were just like that. Oh, you know who you remind me of that day?
Who did I remind you of that day?
You remind me of Jackie Gleason that day.
Jackie Gleason.
Oh, Jackie Gleason.
I reminded you of Jackie Gleason.
Yeah, you remember old Jackie Gleason. You remember that. You remember that old man, Jackie Gleason. Funny, he was a funny old man, but, you know, he had his ways.
Now, why was I driving a bus? I mean, is this why I reminded you of Jackie Gleason?
Oh, you just like, get that tub. That's how he used to act. He's like the director, get that tub. Come over here, sit down.
No. Are you saying I was demanding?
Yes.
No. No, I'm a kind soul. I would never be demanding like that.
I just hope the people
who always criticize me for saying, what do they say? I've even forgot the word. What am I to you? I'm not encouraging enough. I hope the people who listen, who say I'm not encouraging enough to you about your diet, are listening, because you certainly are not encouraging my movie career.
Oh, is that right? Well, I mean, you know, so. Is this the first time a movie's ever been created in Marion?
No, there have been movies. A few years ago, they did the Leroy Jenkins story here. I remember that.
I mean, was he still alive?
Yeah, he was still alive then. He wasn't in the movie, but they did his story here. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Just breaking news. It's 10 degrees.
Is the school closed this morning because of the weather?
Not that I'm aware of. But I don't want to say that because I don't know. I haven't looked, but I did look earlier on to see if any schools were up on the WBNS website, and none were listed.
Yeah, I imagine when it becomes full light, I think we're going to have another night full of cold front coming through here for a long again. And we have probably a blizzard, almost similar to 78 coming.
Do you think you're Ben Gelber all of a sudden or something? Now listen, you kind of look like Jim Gunnall.
Oh, hey now, watch it.
No, you do. You kind of resemble Jim Gunnall in a way.
Well, why? Because I'm fat?
No, see, right there. Now see, that's the problem. No.
That's what you always say. You say he's,
no.
You say he's heavy set.
Yeah, well, Jim Gunnall, anybody who watches him would say that Jim Gunnall has a bit of a weight problem.
Well, he has a health issue.
Well, yeah, right, and I would never make fun of Jim Gunnall. Jim Gunnall's been on this show. I like Jim Gunnall. He's a nice enough man. But clearly, he's got a weight issue going on, and I hope he's able to get through that, because he just doesn't look well, and I want him to be well.
Well, no, I don't think anybody's well when you weigh 500 pounds.
Well, now, see, but, I don't know that he weighs 500 pounds.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, I'm just saying, like, my providers, I don't know how much he weighs. I mean, I'm up there. I mean, you know that. I'm grande.
Yes, everybody, but that's you know, not I'm, why I said you look like Jim Gunnall. See, once again, you're making me sound worse than I am.
Okay, tell me in here. No, I'm going to be on the same level as you then.
Why do I think you look like Jim Gunnall?
Yeah.
Because you both kind of have the same facial features. I think if you had hair, you would look like Jim Gunnall.
Okay. I guess I should become the weatherman then.
Well, there you go. But see, immediately you took it to weight to try to make me look bad. Maybe you should call up Channel 6 where he is and see if he wants to go on the keto diet with you.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
God bless his heart. So you don't think that I'm going to leave this microphone in 1 week and then head off to Hollywood, California?
I don't know. Is this producer from Hollywood, California, or is it just local? I mean, is it like
No. This is a Hollywood movie. This is starring Tom Holland, who was Spider-Man. And he's going to be here. See, and I think Tom Holland, even though I have no idea who he is, I think him and I are going to become friends. We're going to become friendly on the set. And that's another plus, because then he's going to say, well, Scott, I want you to be in my next film. And there you go.
I'll have to go and try to get his autograph.
Oh, dear God. Here we are. The addiction continues.
No, he's Spider-Man.
Your addiction has gotten so bad that sometimes you will pass a bum in the street and ask for his autograph.
Hey, I have an autograph bun.
Not a bun, a bum.
Oh, I knew you said a bun. I went to 30 Paco.
How's a bun going to give you an autograph? A bum.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, when you Tony Paco, he had buns or autographs.
Oh, dear God.
I think he said buns. I think you're talking about the autograph buns from Tony Paco. I think he said.
Have you been to the hearing doctor recently?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to give a little clue here, because next hour I'm going to do something fun here on the show. And I want people to be ready for this. What I'm going to do is, in the studio, we have a telephone that I believe was Christopher Columbus's telephone. I don't know whose telephone this was. Maybe Thomas Jefferson. No, it wasn't your telephone. Now, hold on. Let me explain this. This was like Christopher Columbus's telephone. It's a very old telephone. It's a Bell phone. Northwestern Bell phones. I don't even think they're in business anymore. And it's an old push-button phone, like you would see in the old days. And what I'm going to do in next hour, I'm going to disconnect the phone that we have here in the studio just for a minute, and I'm going to connect this old telephone, and we're going to see if this works.
Okay.
Yes, because I'm going to call people on the air. I'm going to find a phone book, and I'm going to call people and ask what they think of the weather, because today is record-breaking temperatures.
Do they even make phone books anymore?
Yeah, they make phone books. There's a phone book here. I know there's a phone book somewhere here in a drawer or something. But do you think, let's take bets right now. Do you think this phone is going to work?
Did you talk about that old peach phone?
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson's phone.
I don't even think the bell works in that day. I think it's like...
Well, we're going to find out. Because during the break, I'm going to disconnect this phone, and I'm going to put this old-fashioned phone on, and we're going to see what happens. We're going to see if it rings. We're going to see if I can call out on it. We're going to see if it's functional, because I've never tried it.
Maybe your old phone when Hulk Hogan stole it.
Yeah, that's right. Hulk Hogan came into my house and stole an old telephone. Are you there? Okay, there. Okay, you came back. So, this is the deal. And I think Adam might be taking over this show. I talked to him yesterday on air, and he might be coming to take over this show when I leave. So, people will still get to wake up with Adam. We'll have to call that. That's what the show will be called. Wake Up with Adam every day.
Oh, boy. You know, no, see, remember that looking like Hulk Hogan? That's when he took the old phone. Remember that?
Well, yeah, but I can't say that for sure, because I didn't see him walk out of the house with it. But I do believe he took my antique phone. So thank God I was able to find another antique phone.
Oh, I just had a brilliant idea. I'll take over your morning show.
You want this show?
I'll take it over. I'll make it number one.
Wait, you don't think it's number one right now?
Well, it's a toss-up between you and Charles.
Well, we're not on at the same time.
No. Oh, you mean on a time slot?
Yes.
You're the only one on there.
Well, that's right. It's easy to be number one when nobody else is on in Marion anymore.
That's right.
This is the number one show in Marion.
That's right. And mine's number one Sunday, me and Lisa.
But I would like to say, though, that I believe Friday, Jeff Ruth will be in with me. from 8 to 10.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. So just a couple days, Jeff Ruth will co-host the show.
So you're going to ask him about your movie career then?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about my movie career. I'm going to ask him about this telephone because Jeff Ruth probably still has one of these phones hooked up in his house.
Probably. Matter of fact, he probably has an older one, right?
Well, listen, I worked with Jeff Ruth for a period of time, and I love the man dearly. He's a great guy. We have a lot of fun. I'm so glad he's coming in Friday. But I know he's not big into change. So I wouldn't be surprised if he has one of these old telephones, or maybe he might have an old rotary dial.
Yeah. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, you know. I think the old stuff works better than the new stuff. I mean, all the new stuff doesn't last very long.
Well, we're going to find out next hour because I'm plugging this thing in.
You know what I thought of?
What's that?
Your mother needs to call you in and you call in again and to tell you how quirky you are this morning.
Listen, my mother, I don't believe, listens to this show every day. Now, she might have been listening. No. She might have been listening that day, but I don't believe she listens every day because I know my mother. I've known her for a few years.
A few years.
And I'm telling you, I know that Mom does not listen to the show every day.
You'd be surprised if she calls in next hour.
Well, she's not going to call in because Mom does not listen every day. Now, she might try to tell people she listens every day, but I know because I've lived with Mom when I was a child, and she wasn't paying attention to what I had to say then. Why would she listen now?
Oh, boy. And, you know, I just thought about something. Would this say that your movie career doesn't kick off, which...
Wait a second. What? Now, what?
No. It's hypothetical. If your movie career doesn't kick off, I think I have a good idea for a show for you. Okay. I think it should be called the Scott and Mother Show.
Scott and Mother.
You guys have a show together. Talk about the good old days.
I don't know that Mom and I had any good old days. That'd be a short show.
I'm sure you did. I remember back in the old days, I remember when pay-per-view was really big, right?
That's true.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And I used to come over and watch them because you used to have all of them.
Listen, I don't want people to get the wrong impression. My mother was a very good mother. You know, I always had Halloween. I always had a costume. I always had good Christmases. I always had good Thanksgivings. My mom attended everything I ever did at school. She always went to parent-teacher conferences. Anytime I was in a play, she would come. My mother was a good mother. But all I'm saying is, I don't know... if you would qualify these things as good times, I don't know. We're not really going to reminisce. It's not like we travel together or we, in the last many, many years, we don't live together anymore. You know, maybe we'll talk on the phone every couple weeks or something like that, but we don't get together and have lunches or things.
Yeah. One thing I remember, you and your mom wrestling. She took you down.
Yeah, that's right. Mom and I got into a knockdown dragout one day.
She told you who's mom.
But see, she was a lot younger then. I'm not sure she could handle that these days. No, you know what? I don't believe my mother and I ever got into... I don't think I ever had a spanking from my mother. I don't think my mother ever... We never had an issue like that.
Well, no, because you was never in trouble either at school or nothing like that.
No, so. I was a golden child. I was a golden child. And somehow, I ended up not being the favorite child, but I am the golden child.
Oh, well.
But I'm off to be in the movies.
I'll have to get you autographed then if you go to the movies.
Well, so get ready to come take this seat. Because I'm going to the movies.
So what is the name, for all the listeners, what is the name of this movie?
I believe it's called Cherry.
Cherry?
Cherry.
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 Okay.
Cherry.
Cherry.
No, Cherry.
Oh, like the cherry you eat?
Like the fruit, yes.
That's kind of odd that you...
Well, I didn't write the movie.
No, I mean, it's a movie called Cherry out of prison.
Oh. Cherry. You got it.
How in the world did they get that passed?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. But here's what we all want to know. We're taking a little bet here. How do you feel at this point? Because Thanksgiving, right now, it's the 13th. We only have 15 days until Thanksgiving Eve. What have you decided about the blizzard on Thanksgiving Eve?
Stir up the grass. I'm not sure yet.
Up for grabs.
I'm working on it.
So once again, you're crushing a tradition.
I haven't rolled it out yet.
Are you coming to Thanksgiving at the house again?
You know, I'm not a big Thanksgiving eater. I don't know, maybe.
Well, I can't take maybes. I have a guest list here.
Oh, you do?
I do.
So I can't say, I might show up, maybe not.
No.
Well, you don't have any. Are you having a heater, like $200 a plate or something, or what?
Well, yeah, it's a big $200 a plate charity dinner for Thanksgiving, and the caterers are coming in. So we have to know how many seats we're going to have, and there's going to be a piano playing and, you know, that sort of thing.
Anyway, so I have to pay $200 to come to your house.
Well, I'm not saying that. I mean, I might be able to let you in for like $175, but I just need to know if you're coming or not, because most people do come. My place has been the place now for Thanksgiving for many years, and so I just need to know these things.
I will let you know in a week.
Okay, well, you know, I hope the plates don't fill up, because I know how much...
For $200 to $300 a plate, I don't think that's going to fill up too well.
I don't know. Sold out. Well,
you know, I thought about having a catering Christmas party one year.
But nobody comes to your house, so how many people would show up to that? I think you'd lose money on the caterer.
Oh, is that right?
Well, that's what I've heard.
Well, I'll invite all the movie friends.
Well.
From the movie Cherry.
The movie Cherry, which I will be the star of.
It's a star, Scott Spears.
That's right. Cherry, starring Scott Spears, radio host in Marion.
Hey, you know what? You just, be honest with you, let's go on a yard. I know, all jokes aside, you never know, they might call you.
Well, I hope.
You are in the tabloids all the time in Marion.
I'm in the tabloids, and people love to talk, and... You know, that's all you need.
That's all you need. That makes you number one right there.
Number one. Once they're talking, that's all you need.
That's right. All right.
Well, it's good to hear from you, and I'm sure we'll check in as the week goes along.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right, folks, what do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you make of that very bizarre but fun conversation? Very interesting. 740-383-9944. Got about 4 minutes left in the hour. Now, don't forget, today we've got the Charlie Evers Show this morning from 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then we've got A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble from 12:10 to 1 p.m., and then we have got Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4:10 to 5 p.m., and then we have got the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 to 7 p.m. tonight. So a full slate of programming today right here on WWGH Radio. But we got a few minutes before the break of the hour, top of the hour here. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. And there's something important. I was going to do it this hour, but I'm going to save it for next hour. Serious thing that we need to mention and talk about. But we are going to get out the antique phone next hour, so you're not going to want to miss that. That's going to be a real humdinger. And I really don't know if this phone works. I really don't know. It might be big trouble. To be honest, the phone might just burst into flames because it looks like Thomas Jefferson's phone, maybe Thomas Edison's phone, maybe Christopher Columbus's phone. We don't know. It's an old Bell phone. I don't even know if it'll ring. You hear it? That's the phone. It's got a real ringer in there. What is this? Loud. I wonder if that's for the receiver or if that's for the ringer. Well, the turn thing works, so I've got it turned up on loud. So during the break, I'm going to disconnect this telephone, and I'm going to connect the other telephone. Oh, this is going to be real. See, this is why you get up in the morning. This is revolutionary radio. Plus, we've got trivia coming up next hour and something very, very important to talk about that I'm going to talk about at the top of next hour that you're not going to want to miss for love nor money, to be sure. But we do have a little time here, 740-383-9944. I do want to remind everybody again, the Neighborhood Supper free meal, second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m. at the Trinity Baptist Church, located at 244 South Main Street in the rear entrance. The next dinner will be December the 10th. Again, that's the Neighborhood Supper free meal, second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m., Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street. And I'm going to check the temperature again here real quick. It's now 11 degrees, currently 11 degrees here in Marion. Now we need to go back and take a look here. Let's real quick, because there's a news report out this morning. We want to make sure we get this in, that State Route 423 is currently closed just south of Summerlott-Hoffman Road in Marion County due to a non-injury crash causing utility lines to fall on the roadway, State Route 423, just south of Summerlott-Hoffman Road. Keep that in mind during your morning travels this morning. Now, we're going to come back with a whole lot more. We've got trivia. We've got the old telephone thing. There's something important I want to mention. All kinds of stuff in the next hour. Don't you dare go anywhere. You wouldn't want to miss it.
Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's here we go. It's announcement time.
I want to write myself on an independent ticket and run for president of the United States.
Fire this.
One of the situations where it's quite evident that it's time for a